Judy Garland. Are you kidding? June 10th, 1942. The hall of a maternity hospital in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Grand Rapids is in Michigan.
This is Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
This whole thing is starting off with a lie.
A man paces nervously up and down the hall. His name is Frank Gum.
Again, please.
Gum, bum. Frank Gum of the internationally famous team of Jack and Virginia Lee.
Again, please.
Well, Jack Lee was the stage name of Frank Gum, and Virginia Lee was the stage name of Virginia Lee. I mean, Ethel Gum, who is Frank Gum's wife. And she's the one who's expecting the baby.
Is the whole thing going to be like this?
Frank Gum is worried.
I'm worried, too.
He gives voice to his troubled thoughts as he paces up and down.
How the hell can you close in Tacoma, Washington on Wednesday night and open in El Paso on Thursday morning?
While in the darkened room off the hall lies the expectant figure of Virginia Lee.
Who is known professionally as Frank Gum.
No, Virginia Lee is Ethel Gum. She, too, looks at the world through worried eyes. She, too, speaks of the troubles which beset her mind at this crucial moment.
How the hell can you close in Tacoma, Washington on Wednesday night and open in El Paso on Thursday morning?
And in the street below, gazing somberly up at the shaded window, stand two tiny little tots, Mary Jane Gum and Dorothy Virginia Gum.
Two little gumdrops, yuck, yuck, yuck.
Their minds, too, are troubled by the events of the day. And what can be troubling their little minds?
I know. How the hell can you close in Tacoma, Washington on Wednesday night and open in El Paso on Thursday morning?
They know only that their mummy is in the hospital waiting for something. What is it she is waiting for? They know, they think they know the answer. The moment has come. The delivery room is a beehive of activity. The doctor lifts the newly arrived infant into the air by its feet, and with the palm of his hand, he spanks the infant into life. And a star is born. Jack and Virginia Lee have closed in Tacoma, Washington on Wednesday night and are opening in El Paso on a Thursday morning. They are playing a split week in an Indian wigwam.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Virginia Lee will play Kitten on the Key. May I draw your attention to the fact that Miss Lee has particularly tiny hands. Hold up your hands, darling. That's right.
Later in the same act, Frank Gum makes an announcement that is destined to change the course of theatrical history.
Now this time you must be kidding.
Ladies and gentlemen, I take great pleasure in presenting to you, for the first time on any stage, my little daughter, age 2, who will sing for you, Baby Gum.
Couldn't that be Bubble Gum?
Go ahead, baby.
Yes, Daddy. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Very good, baby. Thank you.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
All right, baby. You can stop now.
The stage manager is impressed by the tiny talk.
Get that kid the hell off the stage!
The proud mother and father beam at each other.
Frank, do something!
I'll
start throwing things in a minute.
Lend me that scarf you're wearing.
Be careful, Frank.
And so Baby Gum met the world, and the world met Baby Gum. She grew from babyhood to childhood, and from childhood to little girlhood.
What the hell is so unusual about that?
From El Paso to Long Beach,
to Pittsburgh,
to Long Pine,
to New York,
Ventura,
Chicago,
Bakersfield,
and back to El Paso.
From El Paso to Natchez,
from Natchez to St. Joe.
Hello, current St. Joe.
Wherever the pine gums blow, and they blew, there was Baby. She was growing up, and her voice was taking on fire, and rhythm.
in the water, open sleigh. Hey, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.